Funny show. We've been listening. Isn't it funny?
Oh, it's great.
Excellent.
Absolutely great.
Anyway, thanks for coming in.
No,
bye.
Bye. Bye. We like your show as well.
Oh. Bye. And how are you, Stuart? All right.
Yes, thanks. Yes,
now, fine. Can we just describe these two guys? Because essentially they appear, but they're also radio comedians, so not everybody knows what they look like. So, Nikki, can you describe them?
I always do this.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm
going to
be
people...
the one who's hit if I do it badly, aren't I?
No one's going to hit you.
Both of them look like Richard Gere.
Seriously.
Serious. You asked me and I gave you my opinion.
Which one's the ugly one?
None of them. Neither of them. They're both gorgeous.
There's always an ugly one, though. You know, Newman and Badil.
Well, we're breaking out of the traditional double act format by both being ugly. Subverting it a bit.
Now, I mean, the whole show is a subversion, obviously. I mean, the comedy is a subversion, isn't it, really? Tell us why we should tune into your radio show. Sell it for me, Stuart.
Catch it now before it's withdrawn from broadcast.
It can be a bit rude and a bit...
Yeah, it's made to look more rude than it is, actually, because when we have a go at people, what we do usually is we build in a little clever bit afterwards where we turn the joke back on ourselves.
Yeah.
But then our producer edits those bits out so that we're just left looking like really horrible and sinister.
We were really horrible to Jamiroquai last night, yeah. And then it wasn't turned around. So
yeah, well I heard that. The whole Jamiroquai thing was quite funny. It was it was kind of surreal and over there, wasn't it? What was it all about? I mean, I'm not asking you to explain comedy here,
We saw him on Raw Soup on that ITV programme, and they were asking about the poll tax, and he just came up with this sort of theory that all the poor people should just pay £100, all the rich people should pay £1,000, and that would be a simpler system.
Yeah. Whereas he should be in government, shouldn't
he? Yeah, should be in government. So we got an economics professor on to ask whether that would be, you know, would work
He made the point there were good things about it, in as much as it, you know, reflects the fact that different people need to pay different amounts. But he did point out there was a classic poverty trap situation there, whereby you could pass the sort of poor-rich interface and then be, like, thousands of pounds in debt. but, you know, as we pointed out afterwards, Jamiroquai's heart's in the right place.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Saying,
but, and Stuart only doesn't like him because he's good-looking, young, you know, and that Stuart's girlfriend fancies him, but this got cut off the show.
That was cut off.
Sure, I can understand.
He'll probably just beat us up now, so if he is listening, we'd like to.
His heart's in the right place, but that hat.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you were saying earlier on that you spotted me in the street?
Yeah, I saw you walking along outside. This sounds idiotic.
It does, isn't it? I'm almost embarrassed to ask.
I mean, don't do it. It's embarrassing to talk about it.
No, come on.
I saw you walking along outside McDonald's in Solihull, where I grew up as a child.
Really? What you grew up in McDonald's?
No, not in McDonald's. Most of the time of my teenage years was spent hanging out, obviously. But what were you doing there, Steve?
I can't. I mean, I was being, I don't know, I was just being a street person.
Right.
Yeah, you know, hanging out.
Touch with that,
yeah, sure.
Steve Wright isn't always here.
Yes, it doesn't live here. You're going to find out what it's like working in radio. You're here 24 hours a day. We'll be right back. Okay, we have Herring and Lee here today. Stuart Lee and Richard Herring. That's their real names. Kill names, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't that hard to believe? Yeah. Stuart Lee's my real name. Herring.
I do find that, but Herring, I can obviously, that's obviously his real name.
That is my real name. I couldn't make that up, although people think I do.
That is a bit offensive, sad, actually. It really is your name.
It is.
Yeah, people think he's just made up some sort of comedy name, which isn't particularly good. It is his real name.
Because I did notice that it was almost the same name. Like, when you say, like, Lee and Herring, I don't know if you've noticed this. It's almost the same name as that. What is that?
Liam Perring.
Liam Perring. Yeah. It's similar, isn't it?
The herring isn't the same.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
The Lee and the and is, but the last bit isn't. So 2/3. Same. Yeah.
Well, I think we got quite a lot of writing work in the past. I think it's because people hear our name, assume they know it from somewhere, then give us a contract, and then realise that they just were thinking of some source. Yeah. But by then it's too late. You know?
I know you can always give them some source,
well,
right?
Yeah.
That was my little.
We have some in our bag.
We're going very well. It's doing very well here.
Very good, I think.
Yeah. I didn't like you at first, but I like you now. How do you like them? You like them?
I love them. Fantastic. Yeah.
Which one's your favourite?
I think it's Stuart.
Oh.
He's got leather trousers on. I always like a young man in leather trousers.
I've heard that, yeah. Is Stuart the grim one?
No. I think it's more Richard that's the grim one, yeah.
Turn around. We spent 3 years trying to perfect these different types of characters, and we've just blown it now.
Blown it.
that.
All right, OK, serious question. There are a number of duos on the circuit. You are inevitably going to be compared to Newman and Badil. How do you feel about comparisons?
I think it's good to be compared to them in a way because they've come through in the 90s and they represent a break with sort of traditional alternative comedy. And I'd like to feel we're part of that, so fair enough.
We sometimes smile, don't we?
So it is different.
Who would you say are your main audience? I mean, what kind of age groups would you say?
My granddad listens to it with his 80-year-old friends, and they all hate it. My granddad's deaf, so he quite likes it. I think that's probably 20% of the audience.
There's a 7-year-old boy called David Tinkham who likes us as well. So all ages, really, between 7 and 85. Although at the moment, well, as we're touring around, we're doing student audiences and stuff like that. So, you know, I like it.
Do you see radio as a stepping stone to telly or not? Or do you see radio as, you know, something that is desirable to do and to stay with?
Well, yeah, it's an end in itself. I mean, you're not, when you're writing the shows, you're thinking, you know, how are we going to get the best out of this for the medium? But it is a good stepping stone to telly in as much as, like, you learn about, you know, economy and writing and whatever. Yeah. So, you know, it is an experience that will help you in the future.
Let's take a question. We have Stuart Lee and Richard Herring here. Who wants to ask a question? Julie, come on over and ask a question.
Hello. When you're performing live in front of an audience and you sort of cross over that good taste mark and they react badly, what do you do?
You've been listening to the show, haven't you? We just look at it.
Just wondered.
We look a bit embarrassed and then think...
A joke out of it quickly.
Oh, dear.
Escape. Good, we had a bad taste joke about the Germans.
Which you're now going to repeat, thank you.
But we had an extra bit that was, which was even more offensive, which I got out.
But you want it back in the end, yes?
Pretty much. OK,
well, listen, thanks for coming in today. You can hear the show every Tuesday evening, right?
No, it's going to be Wednesday from next week.
Oh, it's going to be Wednesday from next week. And that, is it what time, Julie? Because Julie looks after you, you know, in terms of trailing and what have you.
Oh, it's Wednesday. Nine o'clock
on Wednesdays, of course, Steve.
Before we go, could I just say hello to the man in Manchuria Road, Clapham South, who was watching a hardcore porn video in his lounge with the curtains open last night.
Shame he turned over to the news, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, he saw me watching.
How long were you outside for?
Quite a while.
He was there for at least half an hour.
It was when we started lighting cigarettes, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Stuart Lee and Richard Herring.
Thanks.